Bison boys, big win tonight at Lexington last night. Last night against Lexington. Bryson Gullion, holy smokes, has the rim ever looked so big in your lifetime? What you had on the other night with 12 threes, 36 points, I think, if I counted up right. Did the rim ever look so big?
I don't know. It felt like an Olympic-sized pool almost. Like some of those, they felt good out of my hand, and I was like, how did that go in? But, yeah, I was just feeling it, but everybody else on the floor was getting me open, getting me those looks. I don't know how many flare screens Trey Tiller set for me or Brody fed me a lot. It was just the whole team finding the hot hand, and it felt like everything went in after I released it. But props to everybody else for getting me open and finding me and getting me the ball too.
On the flip side, you were feeding with some assists to Brody in that first half because he got you guys going that first quarter.
Yeah, you know, transition's a big part of our game, so when we get out and run, it's hard to stop us, and today it felt like Brody was the one leaking out the best, and we just were feeding him and getting wide open layups at the beginning of the game, and that started the fire, I guess.
Kind of reminds you a little bit of what happened last year at the Nebraska City tournament, huh?
Yeah. This one, it felt a little bit better. Coach Imus said something about having 11 in a timeout, and when that 12th one finally dropped, it was like a weight off my shoulders a little bit. I knew I had it that this time. Last year, I didn't know how many I had at the time, so pretty special this year.
Of course, silly me. I should know in records. So is 12 a record or team record? I should know all this. I don't. I didn't deny it. What's the record for threes in a game?
So last year when I had 11, that broke the previous record of 10.
Okay.
And then as a team tonight, we actually had 17 as a team, which would put us up in that top 10 range of all time as a team in a game.
You got off to kind of a little hairy start that first quarter. They led 18-15 and then finally got things going the second quarter, didn't you?
Yeah, slow start defensively. Unfortunately, we kind of just let them get to where they wanted to be, and that's not how you want to start, but we had to get through it and face that adversity, and we did.
Got big games coming up. Two big ones for the weekend. North Platte on Friday, home against Holdridge before the conference tournament next week.
Yeah, you know, North Platte's always a big rivalry, kind of. If McCook has a rivalry, I feel like it would be North Platte and even Holdridge. So those two teams are going to come in thinking they're going to win, and they're going to have all the confidence in the world. And we just got to get out to quicker starts than we did tonight.
Let's shoot for 13 on Friday at North Platte. Why not?
Absolutely.
Yeah, why not? That's just one better next week, okay?
Okay, sounds good.